The Colonial Pipeline cyber attack of May 2021 is the clearest proof that a hack a thousand miles away can end up as a gas line on your block. A criminal group locked up the computer systems of the company that moves nearly half the fuel on the East Coast. The pipeline went dark for 6 days, and within a few of those days thousands of stations across the southeast had bags over their nozzles. Almost none of it was caused by the outage itself. If you lived through it, you remember the lines, and if you are reading about it now, you are the reason this story still matters. It is a small, recent, and very ordinary disaster, the kind that does not level a city but does test whether a household can go a week without topping off the tank. That is a test most people can get through easily with a little planning but most struggle through in the moment. Let's start with what actually happened, because the timeline is where the lesson hides. The chain reaction of events illustrates how fear did more damage than the hackers. Understanding how people's reactions to unforeseen events can multiply the disturbance enables you to become more prepared instead of waiting in line at the pumps. What happened in the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack? The Colonial Pipeline cyber attack began quietly on May 7, 2021, when Colonial Pipeline discovered that a criminal group had broken into its network and locked up its systems with ransomware. The company runs the largest fuel pipeline in the country, carrying gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel from Texas to New York, and about 45% of everything the East Coast burns moves through it. Rather than risk the attack spreading to the equipment that controls the flow, Colonial shut the whole pipeline down. The group behind it called itself DarkSide, a ransomware crew widely believed to operate out of Russia, whose software was even written to spare any computer set to the Russian language. This was not a lone hacker in a hoodie but an organized threat actor running a business, and the business was extortion. Colonial paid a ransom of 75 Bitcoin, worth about $4.4 million at the time, within hours of the breach, hoping to recover its systems faster. The Department of Justice later clawed back most of it, about $2.3 million, but the fuel was long gone from the pumps by then. The pipeline restarted on May 12 and returned to normal by May 15, so the physical outage lasted 6 days. 6 days without the largest fuel line in the country is a serious event, but it is not by itself a catastrophe, and there was far more than 6 days of fuel already sitting in tanks and terminals. What turned a manageable interruption into a regional crisis happened next, and it had very little to do with the hackers. How a hack became a fuel shortage? The shortage was real, but it was mostly built by the people waiting in line rather than by the pipeline being down. When the news broke, drivers who normally let the tank ride to a quarter full rushed to fill up, and many topped off spare cans on top of that. A whole region trying to hold a full tank at the same moment is far more fuel than the system moves on any normal day, so stations ran dry even where supply was fine. The numbers tell the story. The federal government issued an emergency order easing fuel trucking rules across 17 states and Washington, D.C., and the shortages bit hardest in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Charlotte had 71% of its stations out of fuel by May 11, and Washington, D.C. reached 87% a few days later, after the pipeline was already flowing again. The restart did not end the lines, because the lines were never really about the pipeline. This is normalcy bias running in reverse. The same instinct that tells people the shelves will always be full becomes a fear that they will be empty forever. That reaction empties them faster than any outage could. Preppers call the moment a normal week goes sideways SHTF, and this was a small, clean example of one. The trigger was minor, the crowd did the rest, and the households that moved first were fine while the ones that were slow to react sat in line. What the prepared family barely noticed? The households that sailed through the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack did not have a secret. They had a few ordinary habits that quietly took the panic off the table, and every one of them is something you can put in place before the next event instead of during it. The first is simply not running the tank low. A family that treats a half tank as empty and refills on the way down is already carrying several days of driving, so a bad week at the pumps is a headline rather than a problem. The long commuter feels a fuel crunch first, which is the very reason the commuter gains the most from a standing half tank rule, while the prepper who works from home has the slack to just wait it out. A little stabilized fuel kept at home for the mower or the generator adds a further cushion, and it costs almost nothing to rotate through it. The second is cash. Some of the stations that still had fuel could not sell it easily when card networks buckled under the rush, and cash moved to the front of the line. A modest stack of small bills set aside is one of the highest value and lowest cost preparations there is, because it works when the systems around it do not. The role of cash in a crunch, https://www.prepper.life/post/ the role of cash and other valuable resources, is worth understanding well before you need it, and it pays off in far more than fuel lines. The third is the hardest to buy and the most valuable, which is the calm not to join the rush. A prepper who already has a full tank and some reserves can skip the early panic and fill up once the lines thin out. The household that does not need to compete is the one that turns a crisis into an inconvenience, and that is the whole game. The bigger pattern behind the Colonial Pipeline cyber attack. Attacks on the systems that keep daily life running have become a regular feature of the news, from water utilities to hospitals to food producers. Most of these attacks follow a similar pattern, a breach that pauses a system followed by a crowd that turns the pause into a shortage. The targets change, but the response, if anticipated, can be circumvented with a little preparation. A criminal locking up a pipeline, a storm knocking out the grid, and a bank freezing withdrawals all land on your kitchen the same way, which is why reserves are always recommended. The closer look at how these breaches work lives in the study of industrial cyber attacks, and the wider map of how a distant event reaches an ordinary home runs through every kind of man-made disaster. Seen against that pattern, the Colonial Pipeline week stops looking like a one-time scare and starts looking like a drill that has already been completed. The Colonial Pipeline cyber attack lasted 6 days on the pipeline and far longer in the lines, and almost all of the pain came from the rush rather than the ransomware. A family that keeps the tank above half, sets aside a little cash and stored fuel, and holds its nerve while others circle the pumps turns the kind of week into a shrug. The hackers are not the real lesson. The crowd is, and you do not have to be part of it. Keep a small cushion and a cool head, and the next distant breach that empties the pumps will be someone else's emergency instead of yours.